This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission has issued a notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. In this phase, elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in the sixth phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on the 25th of May. The counting of votes for all the phases will be done on the 4th of June. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Voting across all 25 parliamentary seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh filed his nomination from Lucknow Parliamentary Constituency today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath accompanied him during his nomination. Prior to the nomination, Rajnath Singh held a mega roadshow in Lucknow. Another BJP leader and Union Minister Spriti Irani is holding a roadshow in Amethi and is scheduled to file her nomination in a short while from now. Last time in 2019, Mrs. Irani defeated the then Congress President Rahul Gandhi from this seat. Meanwhile, campaigning has also intensified in the state for the next phase of elections. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Mohan Yadav, will address a rally in Firozabad district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address rallies in Hathras and Agra districts today. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati will hold a rally in Badayun district today. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across the country in support of their party candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Karnataka is witnessing an intense election campaign for the May 7th Lok Sabha polls in 14 constituencies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding a public meeting today in Bagalkot. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address public meetings in Raichur, Yadgir, Kalburgi districts today. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address a rally in Sedam for the party's Gulbarga candidate. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a rally, Mahavijay Sankalp Sabha, in Maharashtra's Pune city later today. He is also scheduled to address rallies in Solapur and Satara districts of the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in Guwahati today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will also campaign in Gujarat today. Mr. Gandhi will address his first election rally at Patan in North Gujarat ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. On the other hand, Gujarat BJP President C.R. Patil will also hold rallies in favour of the party candidates. Efforts to combat the forest fires in Uttarakhand are underway with NDRF personnel, along with the fire and forest departments, making significant progress in controlling the blaze across Garhwal and Kumaon divisions. Local communities are also lending their support to the firefighting efforts. In Nainital district's Mahesh Khan area alone, 300 fire watchers, including 30 NDRF personnel, have been deployed to control the fire incidents. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Delhi Capitals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings, CSK, defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.